headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Brisbane. This is Jet and Marilyn with your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, Brisbane City Council claims lack of funding will make the 50-cent bus fare initiative a failure. Transport Chair Ryan Murphy says the Queensland Government has rejected the Council's proposal to increase Brisbane's bus network funding. He emphasises this will lead to a shortage of buses to meet demands when commuters increase in August. Mr Murphy also states the move will delay Brisbane's metro launch until mid-2025. A statement Queensland Premier Stephen Miles suggests could be a fault of the Council's insufficient budgeting. Mr Miles dismissed all claims, saying the Council is a local government wanting more money and seeking over $25 million in transport fare revenue from the Queensland Government. Cost of living lotto, 250,000 Queenslanders can gain an additional $372 in financial support from the government. In a series of relief strategies on state and federal levels, Queenslanders have been able to access rebates on electricity bills. However, it is essential to register before June 30 to access every dollar. If in doubt, contact your energy provider. Minister for Energy Mick DeBrenny says, have a cup of tea with your grandparents, make sure they are getting the additional rebate. All Queensland households will also see a further $300 in electricity bill relief from the Albanese government. This will automatically be applied in quarterly instalments over the year.
In international news, Taiwan's annual war games will simulate real war combat after increasing pressure from China. The revised five-day exercise will begin on July 22nd and comes in response to China's regular exercises around the island over the past 4 years. Typical segments usually done for shows such as rehearsal drills have been cancelled in favour of nighttime exercises and kill zones at sea, in the event China's exercises become an attack. According to Reuters, China's defense ministry did not respond when asked for comment, but has been previously dismissive of Taiwan's attempt at preventing what they call reunification. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is none, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Another 4ZZZ First Nations Car Park Show is just around the corner on Saturday, June 29th.